Though it's less rigorously applied than it used to be, there is a rule that when a noun phrase is used to qualify another noun, it's hyphenated. The train that leaves at 7 o'clock is the 7-o'clock train. And purely for expediency, the hyphen is used to avoid an unpleasant linguistic condition called letter collision in words such as de-ice or shell-like. Even bearing all these rules in mind, however, and there are even more, one can't help feeling that the hyphen's for the chop. Fowler's Modern English Usage, as far back as 1930, was advising that, wherever reasonable, the hyphen should be dropped. And when you consider that 50 years ago it was correct to hyphenate Oxford Street as Oxford hyphen Street, spelt with a small s, or tomorrow as to hyphen morrow, you can't help feeling that prayer for eventual light in our darkness may be the only sane course of action. Our system of punctuation was produced in the age of printing, by printers, and is reliant on the ascendancy of printing to survive. Our punctuation exists as a printed set of conventions. It's evolved slowly because of printing's innate conservatism and is effective only if readers have been trained to appreciate the nuances of the printed page. The good news for punctuation is that the age of printing has been glorious and has held sway for more than half a millennium. The bad news for punctuation, however, is that the age of printing is due to hold its official retirement party next Friday afternoon at 5:30. I blame all the emails and text messages people say when you talk about the decline in punctuation standards. Well, yes, the effect on language of the electronic age is obvious to all, even though the process has only just begun, and its ultimate impact is as yet unimaginable. I write quite differently in emails, people say, with a look of inspired and happy puzzlement. I feel it's okay to use dashes all the time, and exclamation marks, and those ... things. Everyone's doing the same. This is an exciting time for the written word. It's adapting to the ascendant medium, which happens to be the most immediate, universal, and democratic written medium that has ever existed. It's all happening too quickly for some people, but there's no immediate cause for panic. If the book is dying, then at least it's treating its loyal fans and the bookshops to an extravagant and extended swan song. But when we look around us at the state of literacy, it just has to be borne in mind that books are no longer the main vehicles for language in modern society, and that if our fate is in the hands of the barbarians, there's an observable cultural shift that can only make matters worse. As I've already mentioned, by tragic historical coincidence, a period of abysmal undereducating in literacy has coincided with this unexpected explosion of global self-publishing. Thus, people who don't know their apostrophe from their elbow are positively invited to disseminate their writings to anyone on the planet stupid enough to double-click and scroll. And it hurts. It hurts like hell. Even in the knowledge that our punctuation has arrived at its present state by a series of accidents, even in the knowledge that there are at least 17 rules for the comma, some of which are beyond explanation by top grammarians, it's a matter for despair to see punctuation chucked out as worthless by people who don't know the difference between whose, who apostrophe s, and whose, whose, and whose bloody automatic grammar checker can't tell the difference either.